Matthew chapter 8. We have not yet recorded the first bit of this chapter. You can find that story in Mark 1, verse 40 to 44. A Roman army boss trusted Jesus properly. Matthew chapter 8, verse 5.
Jesus went to a town called Capernaum. There was a Roman army boss there. He was the boss of 100 soldiers. He went to Jesus and strongly asked him for help. He said,
"Sir, my young workman is lying in bed at home. He can't move and he's hurting a lot."
Jesus said,
"I will go with you and make him better."
But the army boss said to Jesus,
"Sir, I'm not good enough for you, so it will not be right for you to go into my house. But you can make him better from right here. You can tell that sickness to stop and leave my workman, and then he will get better straight away. I know it will happen. You see, I know about bosses. I have a boss over me, and I'm the boss over a lot of soldiers. If I tell a soldier to go somewhere, he goes there. And if I tell one of them to come to me, he comes to me. And if I tell my workmen to do something, they do it. Well, I believe that you are a powerful boss. If you just tell that sickness to go, then my workmen will get better straight away."
Jesus heard what the Roman army boss said, and he was very surprised. He said to the people that were following him,
"Listen, this man is not one of you Israel mob, but he trusts me more than any of you Israel people."
Then Jesus told him about something that will happen one day. He said,
"Listen, you know that God picked you Israel mob to be his special people. But one day, a lot of other people will come from everywhere in the world and they will join God's family in heaven. God will put on a big dinner there for his family, and these other people will sit down and eat it with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. They are your grandfathers that lived a long time ago. But a lot of Israel people will not eat any of it. God will grab them and chuck them out. They will be very upset and angry. They will cry a lot. And they will be so angry that they will bite their teeth together."
Then Jesus said to the army boss,
"You can go back home now. You are trusting me to make your workmen better, so I am doing it."
And right then, at that same time, that army boss's workmen got better.
We have not yet recorded the next bit. You can find that story in Mark 1, verse 29 to 34. If we follow Jesus, it might be hard for us. Matthew chapter 8, verse 18.
At another time, Jesus saw a big mob of people coming around him. So he told his followers to take him in a boat to the other side of the lake. After they got there, a Jewish law teacher went to Jesus and said,
"Teacher, I want to be one of your followers. I will go everywhere with you."
Jesus said to him,
"Wild dogs have places where they can sleep, and wild birds have nests they can sleep in, but I haven't got a home to lie down and sleep in, even though I'm God's special man from heaven."
there was another man that was already a follower of Jesus. He said to Jesus,
Sir, I will come with you, but my father has died, so let me go home to bury him. After that, I will come with you.
Jesus said to him,
No, you come and follow me now. You see, some people are spiritually dead, so they can bury the dead bodies of their own people. But you, come and follow me.
We have not yet recorded the rest of this chapter. You can find those stories in Mark 4, verse 35 to 41, and 5, verse 1 to 20.